KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Unfriended is a micro-budget horror film played out entirely on a high school girl's laptop, and there's a lot to unrecommend it. The low-res video images shimmy, shake, stutter, and pixelate. The audio is screechy, the voices shrill, the trash talk dispiriting. Browser windows move and resize incessantly. The bloops and bleeps of instant messaging grow maddening. So it's a movie to be avoided by anyone over the age of chat rooms, right? No, it's a movie to be seen, if you can stand it. Seen as a shrewd commercial venture, as an online opus that undoes your self-composure, and last and foremost, as a window on a mode of thinking that equates to a state of being. The starting point is chilling, even though it's obviously a simulation. The suicide seen on a YouTube video of a teen named Laura who'd been the victim of cyberbullying. Soon, the mood is lightened by jaunty, relatively innocent Skype sex between Blair and her boyfriend Mitch, played by Shelley Hennig and Moses Storm. They're joined by a circle of friends in an online chat, but then by an ominously omniscient presence who hasn't been invited, can't be unfriended, and maybe someone who's hacked Laura's account or Laura herself reaching out from the grave for revenge. This is a long way from Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None, yet not so far in structure or result. One by one, the heedless teens find their lies and hypocrisies exposed on screen, and one by one, the guilty parties suffer fates that are all the more scary for being loudly heard but barely seen. Unfriended locates itself a short way from such landmarks of bargain basement suggestiveness as the Blair Witch Project, which may have saluted this heroine by giving her her given name, and Paranormal Activity, which was made by this film's executive producer, Jason Blum. If the horror is perceived indirectly, the moral and ethical judgments are piled on mercilessly in what is, after all, an exploitation flick, not a sociology textbook. The kids aren't just flawed or casually malicious. They're an adult's worst nightmare of what their generation is coming to, and their awfulness may be an attraction for young audiences as well as an offense against fair play. What hasn't been exaggerated all that much is the fragmented nature of the online experience and the dazzling speed at which these compulsive multitaskers navigate their crowded and cacophonous realms as they click and toggle through Skype, Facebook, YouTube, and chat roulette, with occasional side trips to Google for snippets of info to be copied and pasted into other tabs and windows that materialize and vanish like rectangular wraiths. Unfriended is an anti-movie in more ways than one, defiantly inelegant, aggressively claustrophobic, and set in a world where linear thinking and straight-line narratives are relics of a flickering past. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'm heading off on a New Zealand vacation next week, but I'll be back on KCRW in mid-May.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.